So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hanitanim befnim shenis arva benitanim b'chutz yishbachu la'ama. If blood that should be applied inside the heichal became mixed with blood that should be applied on the outer mizbeach, the zrikas cannot be performed. Rather, they are poured into the canal that ran through and out of the azar. The Gemara points out that Rebbe Eliezer apparently agrees with the Chacham in this case, as opposed to the Mishnah early on Daf Ayin Tes, where Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with the Chacham in the case of Nitan Lamatosh and Nisarv Nitan Lamala. If blood that should be applied to the upper part of the Mizbeach became mixed with blood that should be applied on the lower part, where the Chacham likewise ruled Yishafik La'ama. And Rebbe Eliezer disagreed and ruled Yitin Lamala, V'royani Yisatachtoinim Elmalon Kiluhin Mayim V'yachzav Yitin Lamata. He can apply the blood to both parts because we view the other blood as if it is merely water. I think Gemara explains that Rebbe Eliezer does not rule this way in our Mishnah because Heichal Avid. There's no way to do this because he cannot sprinkle the Netanim Achutz first because Mitzvah Lahaktim Penin Lachutz. The Netanim Bifnim always take precedence and must be applied first because they're Mochashiv. And he cannot sprinkle the Netanim Bifnim first because Kibin the Ikka Chatzis Va'ashim, the Chinichnes Damim Psulan, Le Psikale. In the case of Chatzis Va'ashim, which are Netanim Achutz, their Dam would become disqualified if brought inside the Heichal. Therefore, it cannot be sprinkled at all. The Mishnah continues, however, if nasim achutz v'chazav nasim b'fnim, kasher. If the kohen did use the mixture to perform zrika on the mizbech achitin and then inside the heichel, the zrikas are valid. However, b'fnim v'chazav nasim achutz, Rabbi Kiva paisel v'chacham makshirim. If he first performs zrika inside the heichel and then on the mizbech achitin, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Kiva holds that the outer zrika is not valid and the chacham say it is valid. And the Mishnah explains the machlekes. Rabbi Kiva eimer kol damim shenichnasu l'chapa b'heichel psulin. Rabbi Kiva holds that if dam of any carbon intended for the Mizbeach HaChitin is brought inside the Heichel, it is disqualified. This is only true for the dam of the carbon chattas. And Rabbi Eliezer Imra Afa Ashem. This is also true for the dam of the carbon Ashem, as the Pasuk says, Shenemer Kechattas Ka'ashem, comparing the chattas and the Ashem. The Gemara cites a Braisa which teaches the source of this halacha and thereby explains the machlekes. The Pasuk says, V'chol chattas asher yuvah midama el oil moed l'chapa b'kodesh, loy seichel b'esh tisarif. If dam of a chatas is brought inside the heichal, it is disqualified. And the extra word kol includes ol kachim kachim. And the extra letter vav includes ol kachim kalim, thus disqualifying all karbanos whose blood is brought into the heichal. This explains the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. However, B'Yisai Glili explains the opinion of the chacham who hold that this halacha applies only to dam of a chatas and expounds the pasuk as follows. The word chatas refers only to private chatois, and the extra word kol includes communal chatois. And the extra letter vav includes the less common case of a male chatas. Zok the Mishnah, chatas shekibul dama b'shnei kaisis. If the blood of a karma chatas was received in two cups, and yatzeach amen l'chutz hapanimi kasher. If one kais was brought outside the azara, the one inside is still valid. However, nichnas echem hem lefnim, Rabbi Yisai Glili machsher b'chitzin v'chacham paislin. If one kais was brought inside the heichel, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yisai Glili holds that the blood in the other kais outside in the azara is still valid. But the Chum hold, they're both disqualified. The Mishnah explains their machlekes. Amar B'Yisai Glili. Ma'im b'mokim sh'makshav ha'peiselis b'chutz, lo yoseh ha'mashuri k'yitzai. Mokim sh'ein ha'makshav ha'peiselis b'fnim ein adin sh'lein aseh ha'mashuri k'nichnas. If one slaughters a carbon intending to bring the dam outside the azar, the carbon is disqualified. Yet if one actually brings some dam outside, the remaining dam is still valid. If so, since if one slaughters the carbon intending to bring the dam inside the heichel, the carbon is not disqualified. Therefore, actually bringing some dam inside should certainly not disqualify the remaining dam. The Gemara cites a braisa where the Chum replied that the pasuk says, "V'chol chatas hashayuv midama el oil moed l'chab b'kodesh loy soichel ba'esh tisarf." From the letter mem of midama, which means from the blood, we expound afilu miktsas dama. Even if some of the blood is brought inside, the carbon is disqualified. The braisa continues to present various kavochemers whose logic would dictate a different ruling than the halacha as we know it. To which the Braisa cites a word or phrase in the pasuk which overrides the Kal V'Chomer and is the source for the halacha. We could argue a Kal V'Chomer saying, "Sheyifsel dam shebechutz es shebefnim." If one utensil is brought outside the azara, the one inside becomes disqualified. However, the pasuk says, "Asheyuva hanichnas paisel be'in ayitza paisel." Only dam brought inside disqualifies the carbon, but not dam brought outside. Furthermore, we could argue a Kal V'Chomer that "Tehemach shave befnim paiselis." If a kohen intended to bring the dam inside the heichel, the carbon becomes disqualified. However, the pasuk says, "V'ima ochel ya'ochel b'yam ha'shlishi pigel hu lo yiratza," which refers to a carbon slaughtered with the intention to bring the carbon outside the permitted area. And we expound the term shlishi as mokum shehi meshulish b'dam b'basr b'emur. The carbon is only disqualified if he intended to bring the dam to a place that serves three purposes: for blood, meat, and emur. This can refer to the area outside the azar where it's sometimes permitted to offer karbanis, but it excludes the Hechel, where they never offer meat or emur. Also, we could argue a kavuchemer that leitei machshava peiselus b'chutz. If a kohen intended to apply the dam outside the azara, the carbon does not become disqualified. However, the pasuk says v'mi'achli achal b'yem shlishi pigel hu lo yiratzei, and we expound shlishi chutzas manli pigel chutzim kaimai. This refers to the intention to apply the dam at the wrong time or place that it disqualifies the carbon. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Basa yetz lechutz pasul, basa nichnas lefnim kasher. Meat of a carbon that was brought outside the permitted area is disqualified because the pasuk says, "Uvasa basad the treifalei sechelu," and we expound, "Ki mishiyatsa basa chutz mechitzasa yineser." When meat leaves its permitted boundaries, it becomes forbidden. However, meat of a carbon that was brought inside the hechel is still valid because the pasuk says, "Ashayuv midama," and we expound, "Dama v'lei basar." Only blood brought inside the hechel becomes disqualified, but not meat. The Gemara cites a related brisa. The pasuk says, "Hein lahuva es dama lakodesh penima." The word kodesh refers to the hechel, and the word penima refers to the kodesh hakodeshim. The Gemara first explains that the pasuk is necessary in the case of derech mishupesh, where he enters the kodesh hakodeshim through the roof without going through the hechel, that it also becomes possible. However, Rava argues that it does not become possible because havak simpe. The pasuk refers to normal entry, and so dam brought in through the roof is not possible. Therefore, Rava explains, kol midi dechashav aleo lefnei velefnim le mifsel behechel. Even if he brought it in through the Hechel, it does not become possible only when it reaches the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that was his original intention. The Gemara poses a series of inquiries. Parhelm davar shel tzibur v'sir avodis kechavim, shehechnes dam lefnei velefnim mahu. If dam chatois apenimius, whose blood is sprinkled in the Hechel, was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does it become possible? Perhaps it does not become possible because kol hechad lekarin el hakodesh lekarin in penima. Since it does not become possible when brought into the hechel, it also does not become possible when brought into the kodesh hakodeshim. Or perhaps it does become possible because shaloi b'mkaymenhu, it was brought into the wrong place. Parvasar shemikipurim shehiz midamin al abadim vaitzin lehechel v'chnisin mahu. If the dam chatas yemikipurim whose blood was sprinkled in the kodesh hakodeshim and then in the hechel was then brought back into the kodesh hakodeshim, does it become possible? Perhaps it does not become possible because Mekaymenhu, this is their proper place. Or perhaps it does become possible because Hoyle Benafik Nafik, once they were taken out, they may not be brought back in. Hizimidaman al Parechis, Vahitzi l'mizbech vechnisin mahu. If the Dam Chatas Yemikipurim, whose blood was sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then in the Hechel towards the Parechis, and on the Inner Mizbech, was then brought back from the Mizbech towards the Parechis, does it become possible? Perhaps it does not become possible because Chad Makamhu, the entire Hechel is considered one place. Or perhaps it does become possible because Yitzia Karina Bay. This is also considered leaving its proper place. Teikui, all these inquiries are left unresolved. The Mishnah continues. Nechnis lechaper, afapish lekeeper, pasal. Divri b'liyazer. P'shemenayme atshei chaper. If the dam of a chatzis ketzayna was brought inside the hechel to effect atonement, even if it was not sprinkled yet, Rabbi Eliezer says that it becomes pasal. P'shemen, however, says it does not become pasal until it is actually sprinkled. The Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. The pasuk says, "V'chol chatzas hashiyuv midam el oil moed lechaper b'kodesh loy seichel ba'esh tisarif." The words lechaper b'kodesh are used in the Torah in two other places. V'chol adam layiyah ba'oil moed b'voy lechaper b'kodesh atzei bishulei keeper. Regarding entering the hechel on Yom Kippur before the kohen gadol atoned, v'es parah chatzas v'sira chatzas hashiyuv es dam lechaper b'kodesh yoytzi al mechutz la'machna b'shekeeper. Regarding the karbanos of Yom Kippur after they atoned. Therefore, Mar Saver done in Chutz Michutz, vein done in Chutz Mibifnim. Rabbi Eliezer prefers to compare the Chatas Chitzayna to Bechol Odom Layyeh Ba'il Mayid, since both must stay outside the Hechel. And so Lechaper means before atonement. Mar Saver done in Behema Mibihema, vein done in Behema Ma'odom. Shimon prefers to compare the Chatas Chitzayna to Be'ez Parachatas Ve'Siria Chatas, since both discuss the carbon, not the person. And so Lechaper means after atonement. The Mishnah cites a third opinion, Rabbi Huda im hechnes shaygi kasher. If he brought the dam inside inadvertently, the carbon is valid. The Gemara infers, ha-mezid pasal. However, if it was brought in intentionally, it is disqualified. And the Gemara explains, b'shekeeper, Rabbi Huda agrees with Rabbi Shimon and only disqualifies the carbon if it was actually applied inside. The Mishnah concludes, kol adam ha-psulin, shenos nagabe ha-mizbeach, regarding all disqualified bloods that were applied onto the mizbeach, lo hirtze hatzitz, ela ala tamei. The tzitz only affects atonement for dam that became tummy, but not for dam that left the mikdash. Hanulach kol zvachim shenas arvu. We have baruch Hashem completed the 8th parak of Masechta Zvachim, and we'll begin the 9th parak of Mesbech Mekadosh in next year. Be'ezras Hashem.